Yeah, we're running a little bit late. So 9:04 p.m. or something, whatever we'll do tonight. Yeah, we're sorry. We were having some issues with the board. You know, when you uproot your whole studio one weekend and then try to fire it back up the next weekend, chances are you're going to have problems. So we had problems, so just deal with it. Sorry.
Always do.
We always do. But we got it fixed, though. It sounds pretty cool now.
This, and this is Ghostly Talk. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
I'm Will.
Hi, Will. And, yes, we're back after our, fourth-year anniversary?
Fourth-year anniversary, yeah. Mm-hmm. That archive went up, and I think this year we finally pulled it off without a hitch. It sounded all right, I think.
I think so.
Everybody, we've always had problems with that, trying to, like, record and do this live thing at the same time. And this year I think we kind of pulled it off, thank goodness. So I hope you enjoyed that. I know it did get kind of crazy. The show was taken over at the end of the show. I don't know how the heck. I just came down there and there was four other people at the table. So I'm like.
It was a lot of fun.
It was a really good time. It was a really
good
time.
Yes, it was. And I have to thank everybody who showed up and everybody who listened and everybody who downloaded the show and had a little bit of our fourth year anniversary back look or whatever it was.
Yeah, well, we put those up on the site, too. I put those separate files up also because I don't think we got to play all of them during the show. We just, one reason or another, we ran out of time here or we went too long here or whatnot. We didn't plan that show, much less we planned any of the shows on here, but I decided just to throw those up for everybody to download and listen to also, along with the archive of the show. So hope you enjoyed those, too. And it was a fun year.
Oh, definitely.
Obviously.
Back to business.
Yes.
Ghostly Talk is done in the beautiful and haunted Warren Winery in Warren, Michigan, and we're broadcast live out on the Pioneer Radio Network. That's pioneer.rolo, R-O-L-O.net.
Mm-hmm.
We're also broadcast on absolutely amazing places such as Omnisound Radio 1.
Mm-hmm.
And I was checking them out, their website and everything out just over the past week.
Yeah.
And I was digging it.
There's a lot of really, Jeff's really getting a lot of really cool shows for Omnisound now. And we're really happy to be alongside with those guys, too.
They have that
cool show.
Skeptical show now.
Yeah, oh yeah. I have not had a chance to listen to that yet.
The problem with it is I couldn't figure out how to download it.
Uh-oh.
You have to sit in front of your computer and listen to it. And I'm a little bit, I know a lot of people do that with Ghostly Talk,
mm-hmm.
but I'm a little bit podcast-centric at the moment.
Oh, okay, so you're too good for downloading an MP3 file into your computer.
No, that's not it. The only thing I could figure out to do would be stream it through the computer. I could not capture it to a file.
Oh, okay.
And then listen to it later on my MP3 player or my brand new iPod anything like that. I had to, you would have to sit in front of your computer. And it's been a while since I've done that. I'm spoiled by podcasting, where you can take your stuff with you. You take your downloads with you, and so I'm spoiled by that.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, I also joined the Coast to Coast AM Streamlink Club.
Oh my God, you took the plunge!
I'm a member, yeah.
You took the plunge and you spent the $5.
And yeah,
is it $5 still?
Well, if you pay by the year.
By the year?
Yeah, it's like $54.95 for a whole year.
So what's it like per month, like $15 or something like that?
No, that would be about $5, right?
I'm saying if you just pay just monthly, like say, you know. You just
want that's like $7.95.
Yeah, I'm sure it was like, you know, it was ridiculous.
It's more expensive doing that way. But that's why I did the whole year thing. And I went and I got their little podcaster thingy.
Yeah.
It's going to come down and automatically be put onto my iPod.
Okay.
I'll always have the latest Coast to Coast AM, just like I always have the latest Ghostly Talk, and I always have.
I certainly hope you do.
I do. It comes down. I get the those always come down in the iTunes and the same with Paranormal Podcast. So that's, I don't know, it's sort of hit or miss on the updates to Paranormal Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's hit or miss on one of my favorite. Here's something. There's actually a relatively new show.
Okay.
Let me think of what it's called. Mysterious Universe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's relatively new. It's done by somebody in either New Zealand or Australia, judging by the accent. And I put it all on my new little iPod, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening to it come over here. Now, the thing is, one of my favorite podcasts is The Fairy Tale Corner by M.B. E.M. Mm-hmm. or EMM B-E-E, or mm-hmm. something like that, this lady. And all she does is she reads fairy tales, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the whole podcast.
Okay.
It's phenomenal. I absolutely love it. So I'm sitting there, I listen to them, you know, I drove around a little bit and listened to some of them.
Uh-huh.
And then I thought, well, I'm going to, you know, over to the Mysterious Universe podcast.
Okay.
First thing he does, this was in episode 8, he starts talking about the little, like, 13-inch mummy or whatever it was that they had found.
13-inch mummy.
This is going back about probably 3 months or so when somebody found this 13-inch mummy, and they're like, oh, dwarves. So he looks up dwarves on the internet.
Yeah.
And he finds Grimm's Fairy Tales. Now, I don't think he knows this.
Mm-hmm.
I think he did not know that it was Grimm, you know, the brothers Grimm. Mm. But he's like, oh, this is by Jacob and... What's the other Grimm brother? Quick.
I don't know.
I don't remember. But anyway, this is by Jacob and, I don't know, I'll say Arthur Grimm. It's not, but it's somebody... I know, yeah. Jacob Grimm, but I can't remember the other Grimm brother's name. Anyway, and it looks more like a diary. Although he's talking in this wonderful accent that makes you forgive everything, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it looks like a diary that he reads a couple of entries. And I'm like, okay, well, dude, these are fairy tales. The Brothers Grimm, Grimm's Fairy Tales.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Maybe he doesn't listen to MB.
Maybe
he
doesn't.
I don't know.
He's old Pete, man.
But I thought that was hilarious. Now, I have to say, I absolutely love Mysterious Universe, the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
That particular thing just tickled my fancy because I thought it was awesome. I had just been listening to, you know, MB read these things. And then I listened to Mysterious Universe. They show up again, only he's like talking about it as if it were a diary.
Yeah.
Oh, today the dwarves all left town because they were mad at us. No, that's not an entry. That's a fairy tale.
That's a fairy tale.
But it was very funny, and I enjoyed that a lot. So, anyway. Where were we? Ghostly Talk is podcast also.
Very good.
iTunes.
That's a hell of a way to bring it back.
I thought that was awesome.
Very good.
It's also podcast via the podcasting mechanism, either on iTunes or any of the other
there's a billion
big podcasting sites.
Yeah, they carry our stuff now.
Or direct from ours if you got the juice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. Exactly. You can use the juice, which is a very cool program.
Juice.
You can reach our. Did you mention our website? Did you do that part?
Oh, our website is, of course, www.ghostlytalk.com.
I think we got it all covered, didn't we? In a haphazard sort of manner. I don't know if we got
some of it. We didn't get to mention Radio New York International, KWTFC Edge, Riff Raff Radio, Point 99.1 FM, Robin Valley Community Radio of Omaha, Nebraska.
We finally got it.
I'm never going to forget that again. Catnip Radio, Slackin' Radio, Bazoo.
Yeah, Homegrown Radio.
Homegrown Radio, cool. What's going up with Surge 96.3?
I don't know. I emailed them today. Okay. I actually emailed them. They said, hey, why is your site saying you're gone?
Right.
What's going on? But I left them up there anyways because, you know, things go on. We also have a new
See that on the list. Blogginservice.com.
Yeah, really cool little setup they got going on there. And
we
they added
blogging.
They added us there, so we're very cool with that. We have a guest here, and your name is Stephanie, right? Why don't you get to this mic right here? There you go. Now, I'm pretty foggy here. I just got off of work. What, Will, you got to help me here. What's happening? We brought Stephanie in here, right?
She grew up in a haunted house.
She grew up in a haunted house. Okay. And you have some pictures here, too, I see.
Yeah, these are from one of the last Christmases. This is from one of the last Christmases that we were in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got them developed, we realized that there was, like, it looks like somebody was possibly smoking in the house, but nobody had smoked that day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if you look through that, I had showed Will earlier, and he was showing me you can see orbs, and you can actually see an outline of somebody standing in the corner.
Well, do you know any of the history or story behind this house?
Because,
I mean, we're holding the pictures right now. Unfortunately, we don't have them up on the website for people to see. So,
right.
I mean, we can describe them all day.
From what I understand, our house was very old. It looks like the upstairs was shut off, like it could have been like an old, like, prostitute house.
Brothel.
Sailors,
brothel.
You know?
Okay.
Okay. Or, you know, possibly maybe it's an old doctor's house where they had, you know, patients upstairs and the downstairs was the waiting room.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not too sure. I know in the house, that hallway upstairs that was between the bedrooms and the bathrooms,
mm-hmm.
whenever you walked through there at nighttime, you always felt you had to have a light on. You could feel your hair stand on the back of your neck.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the basement. Mm-hmm. As soon as you hit the third or fourth step going down,
mm-hmm.
your hair just stood up. And I hated doing laundry because our laundry was down in the basement. And as soon as you got your stuff in there, you were running back up. None of our animals like to go down in the basement at all.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, one of our dogs that we had there, her name was Mabel, she would walk backwards through the dining room. She would never walk the correct way through the mm-hmm. dining room. She always walked backwards, which I always
She walked backwards?
She always walked backwards.
Wow.
I don't know if that has anything to do with anything, but we did have a fruit cellar down in our basement, and that always seemed kind of freaky to us, too.
Well, there still wasn't fruit in there or anything.
There didn't seem to be anything original down there.
Okay, good, because that would have been kind of freaky in its own right.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it was smelly. Ugh.
Was it the dirt, Michigan dirt basement?
No, there was cement down there.
Okay.
There was cement in the basement. My sister's bedroom was down in the basement. After we got a little older, she wanted her own bedroom, so she had a bedroom in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that she had a dream one night that she had killed somebody and put them in she tried putting them in a garbage can and they wouldn't fit, so she put them in the fruit cellar. And she just remembers that there was just blood coming out from underneath the fruit cellar door.
No, wait, you said her room was in the basement?
Her bedroom was in the basement.
And everybody else is afraid to go down there. But
exactly.
Your sister, she's fearless. She's just going to hang out in the basement.
No, you know what? whatever was in that house messed with her the most, I do believe.
Well, I think so. She's in the basement.
Yeah. She had gone and made 6 or 7 sets of keys for the house.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, you know, she has to have them because she got in the house. And they would go missing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Things that she would set aside because she knew she had to be really careful with it, they would disappear.
Yeah.
And when we moved out of the house, you never saw it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any idea where that stuff went.
Just the keys disappeared?
Keys disappearing, other things that she had set aside, like when we were younger, my mom had given her a pair of earrings and gave her a lecture on, you know, make sure you're careful with them, and they were gone. I know there was a few times that my mom would come running upstairs because she heard something break. Like mm-hmm. she said, it sounded like a vase falling on the floor, just shattering.
Mm-hmm.
And we were upstairs and nothing. We didn't hear anything.
So you just hear sounds, more or
that's
less.
That's a common phenomena. The more ghost stories I hear, the more I hear about something, you know, people say, oh, it sounded like everything off the shelf just came crashing to the floor. Or it sounded like somebody took a chair and just, you know, broke it over a fireplace. And you heard splintering wood and, you know, whatever.
And you come out there and you can't, there's nothing wrong.
Everything's in place.
Yeah.
Why is that a common phenomena? Why would that be?
Are you asking us?
Yeah.
Why? Do you have any clue?
They just like to break things, apparently.
But
well,
they like to
make the sound of breaking things, apparently. I mean, it's obviously mischievous in its own right. It uproots everybody. It kind of upsets everybody.
It
gets your attention, and you run up there and you go, hey. You know, what's going on here? Why, there's nothing here.
But why that sound? Why not, you know, a bugle medley?
Well, if you go to Gettysburg, you've heard people say they've heard stuff like that. If you go to Gettysburg, people have said they've heard horns and stuff like that. That's an occurrence out there. I mean, that's what people have said. I've never heard anything.
Well, I heard drums.
Yeah. You heard drums?
Yeah.
When did you hear drums?
When we were walking between some triangle thingy and Devil's Den.
The triangular field and Devil's Den. Okay, those are right by each other. You said you heard drums?
Yeah, we heard drums.
Well, that's pretty cool. Oh, we'll talk about that later then.
That's one of the things that the bait looked up the next day at that museum was to find out that, because he said there would be no drummers up there on this ridge or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hear, like...
Yeah, I'm hearing wailing,
a
too.
A hoot owl? Or
I don't know.
What the heck is going on downstairs? But I'm wondering why this common, you know, things are all falling, crashing to the ground kind of thing. But that's okay. Let's find out more about what you're talking about. But that is interesting. I'm going to have to think about that. So far, upstairs in the hallway, basement.
Yes.
The dog would walk backwards through one room, the family room.
That was the dining room.
The dining room. Yeah. And the keys and miscellaneous little items would disappear.
Yes. there was a time that my sister was telling me about. This was about when she was 8 years old. She woke up. She thought my mom was tucking her into bed, and there was nobody there, but she could see the covers being tucked underneath her. Nothing like that ever happened to me until later on when I was probably just about ready to move out of the house when I was about 17 or 18. There was a few nights in a row that I woke up at about 3 o'clock in the morning, and it felt like somebody was just squeezing my big toe. And it would be to the point where I would cry because it hurt. And then throughout the day, it would be fine. I'd wake up the next morning at 3 o'clock, something squeezing my toe. And my now husband, Mike, had spent the night, and I'm like, you know, something's been squeezing my toe at night. And he's like, yeah, right, whatever. He wakes me up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and he says that his toe hurts. So I'm like, well,
wow.
I'm like, well, whatever it is, I get to sleep tonight, so you can deal with it.
Interesting. So it didn't matter whose toes, it just needed a toe to squeeze?
I guess. It's very weird. I don't understand why it chose to pick on my toes.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that was something that, you know there was nothing wrong with my foot because it would have hurt all day if it was hurting that bad at one point or another.
Did you get a sense of who might be doing this?
No, I never got a sense of who. I knew that there was constantly something. I mean, I just constantly kind of had a feeling, you know, somebody's like 2 inches away from my face staring at me, especially at night when I would try to sleep. I couldn't sleep half the time.
Did you see any of the original horror movies like Amityville Horror and Carrie and, you know, the different psychological thrillers?
Yeah, I've seen those movies.
Did they frighten you even more?
Yeah, I don't really like to watch ghost movies.
I don't blame you.
No, I really don't. Especially now, I try to keep everything out of my head. I had to kind of refresh everything that had gone on in that house because I just try to forget all of it.
Mm-hmm.
It was just...
Did you tell anybody? Did you tell a member of the clergy or somebody at school? Did you confide in any? Were you looking for help or understanding at the time, or were you just getting through it?
No, I was just getting through it.
Mm-hmm.
My sister and I would talk to each other about it, and not until after we moved out of the house did my mom say that, yeah, I saw, you know, black blobs every now and then and stuff like that. I mean, if you sat in our chair to watch TV, to the left of you was the doorway to the dining room, and out of the corner of my eye, I would always either see some kind of, like, smoke
mm-hmm.
or some kind of black shadow over there, and I know my sister said that she would see outlines of people, like, in black, you
mm-hmm.
know. I'm not really sure what that is, but...
Can I see the pictures?
Yeah, here it is.
Because I know the folks on the internet can't see it, but I can.
Well, I know when you mentioned this a few minutes ago. Do you know approximately how old the house may be that you were staying in?
Oh, it had to be about 100 years old, at least.
Geographically, I'm not asking you to give me, like, your address or anything,
right.
The address or anything. But what area of Michigan? Like, you know, you don't have to get, like I said, just real high level, like maybe, like, southeast, something like that.
Southeast. Right?
Southeast. Yeah. Okay. By the water out there?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I have an idea of that. Now, our listeners don't, but this is for me, so that's all I was concerned about. Well, there's a lot of things you mentioned. It sounds, I mean, we've heard a lot of the same things, honestly. Mm-hmm. That's what I hear, a lot of the same stuff. As far as the basement's concerned, you said it was cemented, it was a mortared basement. It wasn't like a dirt basement or anything like that?
No, it wasn't dirt. There was a cement floor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it was about the basement, but I mean, your hair would just stand up. And
okay.
As soon as my sister, when she first got her dog that she has now, she would carry him down there with her.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as she set him down, he would just run right back upstairs.
Really?
I mean,
how long did you live there?
I was in there since kindergarten.
Since kindergarten?
Kindergarten until after I graduated high school.
Yeah, okay, and how long ago was that?
1989.
Okay, all right.
And then I graduated in 2001.
So you spent a substantial amount of time there.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time there. And I know, and I'm just going back about talking about my sister's dog, but she said that she woke up one night and her dog was barking at the corner of the room.
For no reason, just barking into the air.
Yeah, and that's a dog that doesn't bark unless there's actually something usually going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, no kidding. Now, Will, did you say we were going to have Elmo come on and talk to us also in the second half an hour? You couldn't get a hold of him.
No.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, I didn't know if we were going to do that or not.
I thought we were doing right to voicemail, so.
Okay, no problem. Well, we'll talk. Why don't we take a quick break?
I think that's a good idea.
We're going to talk more about this and try maybe again to see what was possibly what was happening with your experience here, Stephanie. We'll have to see what maybe we'll just kind of go with it and see what else we can stumble upon as far as your house, well, this old house.
Sounds good.
It's a completely different show, but okay.
I remember that being a kid, like, all the time with my dad. You hear that stupid theme song over and over again. Let's take a quick break, though. We'll be right back. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Doug.
I'm Will.
We'll be right back after this.
I'm Clyde Lewis, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
Hey, I'm Uri Geller, and right now I am transmitting a thought into your mind. Can you feel it? Yes, it is my website, www.urigeller.com. And guess what? I love Ghostly Talk. These guys, Scott, Doug, and Will, are supernaturally great.
See, hopefully it don't. We'll have to see. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Doug.
I'm Will.
It sounds better now.
Yeah.
It's just everything seems a little hot through the headphones.
The what?
The audio channel.
Oh, the audio channel is all messed up.
The audio channel. So I have to fix that for next week then.
Yeah, okay. That sounds good.
I just turned my head. I have the automatic. Well, the manual volume on my headphones.
Oh, I have one too. See,
so I
turned it down because whenever I get too close to the mic, it goes.
Oh, I know. So when it's killing me, I just turn my headphones down. It isn't quite as abrasive on the old eardrums.
You heard last during the anniversary show.
Yeah. Oh, that was just like
the I've pushed that button before.
Oh yeah, and the speaker set on fire.
Yeah, and it was so funny.
Surrender.
I had a blast. We also had I'm pouring Diet Pepsi, by the way. we also had a bit where we had the ever ghost hunting Elmo on.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I think it was our first talk with him.
Oh yeah, as far as the blooper reels went.
I had a blast.
Elmo had a big part in that.
And we now have Elmo on the phone. Welcome to the show again, Elmo.
Hello. Yippee-ki-yay.
How was that for a segue?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a really great way to come in.
I'm well, sure watch this. This is going to be even better. Hey, Elmo, guess what?
What?
Guess where we're going to be May 13th and 14th.
Oh, my God.
Where are you going to be?
No, we're not going to be in Houston.
Actually, no, hang on. Okay. Hey,
I would love to.
Let's do that again. I want you to say, you know, just do that thing again, Doug, like, you know, hey, okay. Elmo. And then, Elmo, I want you to say, geez, Doug, where are you going to be? Okay?
So okay.
Are you going to answer?
Oh, sure, why not?
Oh, okay, that sounds cool.
Go ahead.
Hey, Elmo, guess where we're going to be May 13th and 14th?
Gee, Doug, where are you going to be?
Well, we're going to be at the CPRI First Annual Paranormal Conference. Isn't that really swell?
I wanted to go to that.
It's in Richmond, Virginia this year.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the first one. Virginia.
Hopefully, yeah.
But yeah, the CPRI Conference is May 13th and 14th, and we're going.
Yeah, we're going to be there for sure. We're going to be speaking there, unfortunately. Unfortunately,
we're following the ghost hunters from Sci-Fi Channel.
Yeah, I still don't get that. Bobby, what are you trying to do to us?
I know. Nobody will be at ours, but that's okay. It'll be fun.
We're kind of like that warm-up act that plays after the headliner. Every once in a while.
The ones that don't need to use the bathroom or get something to drink will be there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's true.
Hopefully there isn't too many smokers in the crowd.
Everybody rushes out. They don't come back. Yeah. That'll be great. But, yeah, TAPS, Jason Hawes and Grant Wilson will be there on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
The Ghost of Gettysburg, of course, Mark Nesbitt. We've met him before and talked to him on the show.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be there. We've talked to John Zaffis. John Zaffis will be there talking about demonology, which, by the way, Stephanie, is not what's going on in your house.
No, we don't want
in your
to
former house.
Okay.
Yeah.
It should be okay.
Um,
And so it's going to be amazing. They'll talk about UFOs. They'll talk about crop circles. They'll talk about ghosts. They'll talk about demons. They'll talk about everything. So it's going to be very, very interesting.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a very cool event.
That's May 13th and 14th in Richmond, Virginia.
Yep.
We're going to be there. If you want to meet us,
What we're going to also be doing.
You can crash in our room.
Oh, wow.
Thanks, Doug.
There'll be like 99 people in our room.
TV goes flying out the window. I can see it happening right now. One thing we're going to be doing in May is the week before this conference, we're going to have a couple of the other speakers like Dr. Sally. Oh, I always mess her up. From the Rhine Institute.
Oh, the Rhine Institute.
We're going to be having her on throughout the week. We're also going to have a couple other people from CPRI that are going to come on and talk to us. Just kind of like a warm-up thing for this event that we're going to be going to. We'll have more information on that on the website as we go into May, but I just figured I'd throw it out to everybody. We have Elmo here. We have Stephanie here. We have a full house. What's going on?
Like, everything's
being pushed. Elmo, you said that there was a couple things that you had going right now. Did you want to talk about that?
Yeah, well, my current meetup group, of which I am the assistant organizer of, I have organized a new event for our April meetup, which is going to be on the Battleship Texas.
Oh,
no way!
Yes, we're going to spend the night there.
Jeepers, Elmo, that's really cool.
You know what? It's such a diversity, because here in Detroit, we have a meetup group, I don't know if it's really a meetup group, because I don't think there actually is an organizer. I keep getting all these emails from meetup.com, and they go, your meetup group needs an organizer. Do you volunteer? And I'm like, no. delete.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah. Meetup groups are an excellent way to find new blood, you know what I mean?
Fresh blood. Fresh meat. Well, I mean,
wow.
I have not really... Well, go ahead, Elmo. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all right. The Battleship Texas, I mean, it's paranormal in and of itself. I mean, it's the last survivor of the super dreadnought era of battleships. I mean, this thing is big. As far as its history goes, though, only one person has actually ever died on board.
Okay. You're looking for him or her then, right?
Well, whatever we can find.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's going to be very cool.
I've
also been working an investigation this weekend on a local lady out here in Katy, Texas, who has a problem with what looks to be poltergeist.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah, so that's a private residential investigation we're working on right now.
And you do that over the weekend, you said?
Yeah, yeah, and I mean... There's definitely some energy there. I was getting tri-field readings in excess of 55 milligauss in one hallway.
Really?
Yes.
That's a lot of power.
I know.
That's
with no apparent electronic source or anything. So.
Well, does she live in the house? Does she live in the house right now?
Yeah, it's a brand new house, less than a year old. Brand new subdivision. She's got a family of six.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've been hearing about that. You know, I've heard a couple things like in the last few weeks about that. People have these brand new homes or brand new businesses. Like, for example, Kay Owen, who was on a couple weeks ago with Sight, they did an investigation on a police station. A police station. That was brand new. It wasn't even a year old. It was a brand new office setup they had. And there was all kinds of wild stuff going on there. Doors shutting on their own. I mean, slamming on their own right in front of these people, from what Kay says. And this, you know, this kind of breaks that whole motif of the scaredy haunted house. You know, the whole like Victorian type house with the big smokestacks and stuff coming off of it. I mean, we're talking about brand new, you know, high-tech, state-of-the-art buildings here that are experiencing this type of activity also.
That's exactly the point, too, because new houses, the evidence you get is so much cleaner. You know, you don't have to rule out squeaky floorboards or rattly windows, you know.
I never thought about that, but that's actually a very good... I mean, there is everything... But the only thing I would think of, though, Elmo, is that newer buildings have so much more wiring going through them.
True.
So much more electronics are being built into the infrastructure of just buildings themselves or houses themselves now. Mm-hmm. They're not like the older houses where you have to actually run the cables through the walls and stuff like that if you want to have electricity in your bathroom or something. They're built right in there, so there's much more wiring going through. That'd be something I would watch out for myself.
Mm-hmm. But, there's also that poltergeist element. She has four boys. They've had toys thrown at them while they were asleep. Anytime you have four small boys in one area, you're going to have energy. But this is definitely manifesting itself.
So they have floating toys.
well, not floating, tossed at them while they were asleep, and it woke them up.
Okay. And what, do they sleep in the dark, or do they sleep with the light on now?
They sleep with a hall light on.
Okay, I don't blame them. So they would have seen if like one of them was across the room, crouched on top of the dresser with,
well,
you know,
evidently,
a teddy bear.
Well, evidently, every time it's happened, they've all been asleep, and it woke them up.
Okay.
In the middle of the night when everyone's asleep.
And I'm sure, and now Alma, don't take this the wrong way either. You said you have four boys.
That's correct.
That are in one room together?
I'm trying to eliminate pranking.
Well, not one room. Okay, they have 2 5-year-old twins in one room.
Uh-huh.
The next room is a 10-year-old and an 11-year-old.
So you got two in each room then?
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay. So I'm thinking to myself, the first thing I'm thinking, honestly, almost, you put four young boys in one room. I mean, you're going to have a lot of stuff flying around, not just toys. I mean, dressers and beds and everything's going to go flying around that room.
Yeah.
But
actually, the 11-year-old did have his own room, but he moved out of it because of noises he was hearing in the night. It was unnerving him. So he's now sleeping with the 10-year-old in his room.
Oh, wow.
That is a lot of credibility to phenomena because, you know, an 11-year-old is, like, on the brink.
And
I want to be independent.
Because
you know,
that was the age that I, you know, first started noticing things like shadows and apparitions and whatnot. I was right about 11 years old.
Interesting.
I don't remember when I, well, I didn't really experience that much at all. When
I never experienced it so much, but I read about it. I was fascinated by it.
I think I've said this before, but if there's anything I think I've experienced from my childhood, it was shadow people. Because I think we talked about that, where, you know, you'd be sitting there, and you mentioned that a few minutes ago, Stephanie, like, you'd be sitting there, and you just feel something kind of looking at you.
And you see a shadow out the corner of your eye.
And it was like kind of something that would just kind of, like, dart behind the wall. That's what I remember. It was like something that would just dart behind the wall. And then, of course, I'd be under the covers or whatever, freaking out. But that's the only thing. I mean, that was right around 11, 12, 13, like, in my teenage years right there.
Stephanie, what about smells or odors or anything out of place like that? In your house. And Elmo, I'm going to ask you the same question, so keep thinking.
I don't remember any strange odors or anything like that.
Okay.
I mean, I guess how you could explain it is just the energy. I could feel energy, like, all the time, especially at night when I was trying to sleep. I always had to have a light on because it felt like there was always somebody, like, 2 inches away from my face staring at me.
Oh. Even when you're laying in bed.
Yeah. Yep.
When you're supposed to be safe.
Day,
yeah.
At night when I was trying to sleep. I mean, it got to the point where actually I would try to stay up all night just playing on the computer and then try to sleep during the day because I felt safe during the day. It seemed like I would just get that feeling during the night.
Was there less activity during the day on the whole?
Yes.
Okay. Elmo, similar question.
Well, in this particular investigation, no. No smells or odors, but... you know, upon my first entry into the upstairs bedroom area, and I don't get me wrong, I am not psychic. I'm the exact opposite of psychic.
As am I.
Yeah, but as soon as I walked in this upstairs bedroom area, I mean, I got this severe tension right in my chest. And the owner of the house had described the same thing happening to her. And, I mean, it was like a real tense area. And I even broke out in a little sweat while I was walking around up there, and the house was cool. It was only 70 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, as far as smells, no.
Does the phenomena mostly happen at night or any time the children are around or any time of the day, not depending on children, location,
well,
or anything?
I asked her about that, and she says most of it happens in the middle of the night, but... just recently, and this is what caused her to contact us, she was in the shower about 11 in the morning and saw a shadow walk up to her shower door. And while she was in the shower, and her shower door is completely transparent. I mean, it you can see right through it. It's like a glass window.
Okay.
She claims all she saw was the shadow of somebody invisible.
The shadow of somebody invisible.
Right. So, in other words, she saw the shadow of someone, but no one was there.
Would you have finished your shower, Stephanie?
That would be a very
she didn't.
Yeah, not taking any more showers. Yeah.
You know what? There is this thing with shower. Well, go ahead.
I know. Well, the psycho thing. Yeah.
Well, you know what? And that just got me a couple weeks ago too, because I was brushing my teeth, and Amber was taking a shower. I just down there to brush my teeth real quick, right? And it was all steamy in there, right? Even with the fan going, and the mirror got kind of steamed up also. And I'm just sitting there brushing my teeth, and Amber just stuck her face out to, like, ask for something.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking down brushing my teeth, and I look up, and there's this face behind me with the steam and all this stuff, right? And it's a person I'm very familiar with, right?
Right.
But I still went, blah, and jumped up, literally jumped up off my feet in the bathroom. Toothpaste went flying everywhere, right? And that there is this thing, I guess it is the psycho thing. It's more Hollywood stuff that gets you there.
But, you know, it makes perfect sense because when we're in the bathroom, we've got our guards down.
You do, yeah.
You know, and that's a very vulnerable place for us to be.
Well, they call it a restroom. You're supposed to rest.
Right.
You're supposed to relax. You're supposed to chill out. I mean, that's why women's restrooms have a couch in there, from what I understand.
They have a couch, and they have a buffet table with goodies.
Yeah, they got
fresh fruit and flowers everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Magazines. They've got everything.
Men's bathroom, the first thing you do is kick the corpse out of the way. And then you
right.
Right.
Like,
that's where I work.
Yeah. But you're right, Al. You know, that is a really good way to put it. You know, once you go into the restroom or bathroom, whatever you want to call it, washroom, the loo, or whatever you want to call it, there is a...
Oh, how international of you.
Thank you, thank you.
I'm very impressed, yeah.
For all of our European listeners, there you go. You do go in there, and it is kind of, you know, some people, that's where they go. I mean, without being too graphic, that's where some people go for their alone time, to relax a little bit, to read the paper, to do whatever it is. That's where you go to relax.
The Al Bundy syndrome.
Well, the Al Bundy syndrome.
You know, you just...
Well, it started with Archie Bunker.
It did indeed, yes. Okay.
But with all joking aside, that is where you go to relax. A lot of people do. And your guard is down. So, you know, why not? I mean, my guard's down. I'm just brushing my teeth, and there's this face behind me. And I jump up. This bathroom, there's this lady who sees... Let me get this straight. The shadow of an invisible person.
Right, right. Like, you know, the way her bathroom's situated, her shower's back in a dark corner, kind of, with its own light that she really doesn't use. She just turns it off and uses the main light.
Yeah, yeah.
So anybody walking up to the shower casts a shadow on the floor and up the wall next to the shower.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the clear glass, she saw that clearly through the glass. And, yes, she abruptly stopped the shower.
Like I imagine.
And thought there was an intruder in the house, but when she went outside the bathroom, I mean, there was no one upstairs, and her family was gathered downstairs doing something.
Mm-hmm. Very, and that's, these are things that come up, too. I mean, it's something new, to me at least. I never really thought too deeply, aside from the whole Psycho thing, you know, if you've seen Psycho over and over again. Really, you're right, Elmo. It is a place where you kind of let your guard down. You're totally right about that.
Elmo, your story is a hit in the chat room.
Why is it a hit in the chat room?
I'm always a hit in the chat room.
You
like to talk about me.
Folks, folks at the Omnisound Radio 1 chat room for Ghostly Talk are... Well, they're telling their own stories now. It's getting kind
of... bathroom stories?
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah.
I hope they're paranormally related.
So, as a matter of fact, one of them is extremely paranormally related, but it's nothing. I'd want to repeat right here.
I'm going to have to read this when we go to break again.
We have Robin Valley is a name in the chat room.
Oh, really?
Do you think that's the folks from Robin Valley Community Radio?
Very well, maybe. Hello.
Very interesting. I'd like to say hi to everybody.
If this is the person from Robin Valley, you need to identify yourself immediately.
It'll be a minute from now because of a minute delay. But, you know, hi, Robin Valley.
Hi, Robin Valley. That's very cool. Well, Elmo, is there anything else going on?
Just the formation of my new meetup group and getting things together. We got good members and a promising future. So.
Well, I wish you all luck with the meetup thing. I mean, according to Doug, and I really haven't... I really haven't explored this option as far as networking goes anymore. The meetup thing, according to Doug, is not as far as Detroit's concerned.
It doesn't seem to be the biggest thing.
Well, I don't think the trust issues here as much in Detroit. You know,
we're a bit. I know it is a bit different. I have to say it's huge out in L.A. You know, Richard and all them of ghosttoghost.org.
Yeah, yeah.
They've got their meetup group is going strong. Elmo, and you're in the Houston area.
correct?
Their meetup group is going strong. There's all these meetup groups going really strong. And here in the Detroit area, I joined two. I joined the paranormal one, the ghost hunting one, and I don't think they call it ghost hunting. They call it something else, but it's the ghost hunting one,
mm-hmm.
and the poker one. And
big surprise there.
My interests are wide and varied. And
the exact opposite of Poker Anonymous.
And so we, it is.
Oh, is it?
It's
the Robin
Scott,
Valley people.
Scott from Robin Valley.
Oh, hey Scott. How you doing, man?
Good to see you. Both of them are like begging for people to organize them and hold meetings and do all these things and I'm like, wow, this is so bizarre because everybody else's meetup groups are going great.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, here in Detroit, you know, I think one of the best things about Detroit is that it's, you know, 4.5 hours from Toronto, 4.5 hours from Chicago, and 5.5 hours from Indy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best thing about Detroit.
Well, yeah, as far as the social basis goes,
yeah.
People aren't too nice to each other here.
No.
I'm trying to imagine. A lot of people don't understand that. They just
a smile could get you buried.
Yeah, it really can. You don't look at people around here. You don't talk to people. You just do your thing, and you keep to yourself. And unfortunately, that's just a sad fact of the city. And when it comes to networking and trying to get yourself involved with a ghost hunting club, for example, you're speaking to some people here that are seasoned professionals at this now. We just don't do it. We hang out with the right people. We hang out with the right people. We think we hang out with our friends, the people we've known for years, and the people we've developed relationships with through this show. We're lucky to have that.
We are.
Yeah, we're very lucky to have that. Almo, thank you for coming on the show, man. We really appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anytime.
We always love to have you on.
I'll have more news to come.
Soon. It's a pleasure to have you on and listen to the stories. And you know, how much is a plane ticket to Houston, do you think?
Oh,
it depends on when you buy it.
Yeah, well, all right, yeah.
I mean, if you buy it tonight for tomorrow, it's going to cost a few
It'll
bucks.
Be like hundreds and hundreds.
Hundreds, yeah.
Yeah,
it might be.
Well, anytime, Doug, I got a spot on the floor reserved just for you.
Ooh, a comfy spot on the
Hey, you know what, Elmo? We got a spot on the porch reserved for you anytime you want. You're all set, man. We got you all hooked up here.
Cool.
You get to sit right behind the killer dogs that guard the winery at night.
Well, if we're feeling real saucy, we'll just put you in the guard shack.
Right.
There you go.
That sounds cool. So you've got a spot in Detroit as well.
Excellent.
Good. Well, anytime.
Thank you,
All right,
Elmo. We appreciate it.
All right. So let's do this. Let's go to break. Thanks, Elmo. Thanks, Stephanie.
Yeah,
we'll head off to break and get into what's going on.
Roxy Zwicker's coming on. And I think, you know, we haven't mentioned yet that it's a very special person here in the Haunted Winery's birthday.
Uh-oh.
Is it actually today?
It is actually today.
It's today. Today is your birthday.
Yes.
We haven't really done too much with birthdays this year. We've been so busy with other things. But it is Doug's birthday today, so I want to get that out and wish Doug a happy birthday.
Thank you.
What are you, like 14 or something like that?
I'm 27 again.
27 again.
Yes.
Very good, very good, very good.
12th year in a row.
Doug has turned 27
for the 12th time.
For the 12th time.
A dozen 27s later.
We're going to be talking to Roxy Zwicker. I think I'm pronouncing it correctly. And we're going to be talking about haunted lighthouses.
And do you know what?
This is something that you love.
You know that this is something that I love.
Well, that's what
I had asked before. I had said, I don't care who comes on March 19th.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to be good. I want it to be something special for my birthday.
When she emailed me, I said, hey, Doug loves haunted lighthouses. And I even emailed her back and said, Doug loves haunted lighthouses. You should come out on his birthday. That'd be really cool.
Doug does love haunted lighthouses, and Doug is very, very excited about talking to Ms. Zwicker.
Oh, definitely, definitely. We got a whole lot coming up here, Roxy Zwicker.
Roxy
Zwicker. I always pronounce it correctly. We also have at 8 o'clock Wendy Rule.
Ooh. Excellent. Wendy Rule from Australia?
From Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Melbourne, Australia. Very musician. Which also, there's a lot we're going to be talking about with her, too. So until then, let's take a quick break, though. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
And I'm Doug.
I'm Will.
We'll be right back after this.